Good morning. A weak disturbance passed through overnight across interior New York and New England, coating the ground with light snow across most interior locations. Most places picked up between a trace of snow and an inch, with some of the higher terrain picking up as much as 2 inches of snow this morning, mainly on the grassy surfaces, as temperatures dip back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. Most of the precipitation has now tracked to the east and through central and into eastern New England on its way off the eastern seaboard this morning. A gusty northwesterly breeze is following this system, and this will become the bigger story heading into the day today. A few passing flurries and snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario, otherwise we'll have in-and-out sunshine today, and temperatures will only bounce back through the 30s and up toward the 40-degree mark, but with the wind it'll feel colder right on through the afternoon. Skies will be clear tonight, and it will be quite chilly in the upper teens and lower 20s on average, and with high pressure building in, that'll set us up for a sunny start to the weekend. It'll still be a bit brisk tomorrow and certainly cold with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Another disturbance will pivot through the region on Sunday, bringing mostly cloudy skies but just a few scattered snow showers as highs reach into the lower 40s. A more potent storm will emerge out of the Gulf Coast and work its way up the eastern seaboard for Monday. Clouds will be on the increase early in the day, and by mid-afternoon, we could see rain breaking out across the region depending on the exact track of this system. If enough cold air is allowed to move in from the west, that rain could transition to snow before the storm is over Monday evening and overnight. This will be followed by much colder air for midweek next week. Temperatures will only be in the 30s Tuesday through Thursday with a gusty northwest breeze. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm watches and warnings have been extended from the Cascades into the central Rockies of Colorado as that storm continues to move in from the Pacific. 6 to 12 inches of snow has fallen already, and an additional 6 to 12 inches could fall over the next 36 hours across the higher terrain, maximum amounts as high as 24 inches of snow in parts of the Rockies. In addition, some locations will have wind gusts over 40 miles per hour. Meanwhile, unseasonably cold temperatures associated with that Arctic air mass remain entrenched across much of the country. Freeze watches and warnings continue along the Gulf Coast states, with temperatures riding some 20 to 30 degrees below seasonal averages. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Walb Lake, Anguilla, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Base de Aviaco de Tubate in Brazil at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 9 degrees with a northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 26. 79% relative humidity, a west wind at 15 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Hollywood, Florida, to a low of 34 below zero at Lucerne, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, Boston increasing sun in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 35, that's 6 degrees below normal. 0.05 of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, 0.41, which is 1.01 inches below normal. And 32.30 inches for the year, which is 2.25 inches of precipitation below normal. Up until midnight last night, there was a trace of snow. 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 269 and 749 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 70, set in 1973, and the record low, 12 in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:33 p.m., 9 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few passing snow showers or flurries and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few passing snow showers or flurries and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs around 40. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit breezy, still cold, upper 30s, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers Sunday, lower 40s, cloudy with rain and snow possible Monday in the lower 40s, windy and colder Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, scattered snow showers mid-30s, breezy and cold with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, lower to mid-30s, and a mix of sun and clouds upper 30s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.